Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 4th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has officially reported its earnings for the fiscal third quarter of 2023. The company reported revenue of $81.79 billion, down 1% year over year, while profit for the quarter came in at $19.88 billion, up 5% year over year. Apple also revealed that it has over 1 billion paid subscribers through the App Store and for Apple services, a new all-time high and an increase of 130 million year over year. That increase in services revenue is largely what was able to offset the decline in hardware sales. Apple no longer reports unit sales of any of its products, but instead reports a breakdown of revenue by product category. The company reported iPhone revenue of $39.67 billion, down around $1 billion year over year. Mac revenue came in at $6.84 billion, down from $7.4 billion last year. iPad revenue took a hit, going from $7.22 billion last year to $5.79 billion this year. Wearables, home, and accessories saw an increase from $8.08 billion to $8.28 billion, and services were up from $19.6 billion to $21.21 billion. Speaking in an interview to talk about Apple's earnings for the quarter, Tim Cook also focused on touting Apple's research in artificial intelligence, including generative AI, which is the technology that powers things like ChatGPT. In an interview, Cook said, quote, "We've been doing research across a wide range of AI technologies, including generative AI, for years. We're going to continue investing and innovating and responsibly advancing our products with these technologies to help enrich people's lives. Obviously, we're investing a lot, and it's showing up in the research and development spending that you're seeing." End quote. This was a notable comment from Cook, who had previously shied away from commenting specifically on generative AI, focusing instead his comments on broader artificial intelligence and machine learning. Bloomberg has reported that Apple is internally testing a generative AI chatbot with employees, oftentimes referred to as Apple GPT. The company is reportedly aiming to make a significant AI-related announcement next year, but still, it's not exactly clear what that announcement might be. In other news, it's been almost a year since Apple announced the iPhone 14, and we're now hearing a lot of rumors about the iPhone 15. One thing that's always unclear at this point is when Apple will actually announce these new phones. But according to information seen by 9to5Mac, Apple plans to announce the new iPhones in the third week of September. Multiple sources told 9to5Mac that mobile carriers have been telling employees not to take the day off on September 13th due to a major smartphone announcement. While this doesn't necessarily mean the launch is Apple-related, the company has historically held its iPhone event in September. September 13th is a Wednesday, and while most iPhone announcements have happened on a Tuesday, last year's event was also on a Wednesday on September 7th. If Apple does indeed announce the iPhone 15 on September 13th, we would expect pre-orders to begin on Friday, September 15th, with the official launch a week later on September 22nd. The same will likely be true for the Apple Watch Series 9 and the second generation Apple Watch Ultra. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you're listening every day. And while you're there, it's tremendously helpful if you can drop us a rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can follow along with me on Twitter, Mastodon, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.